Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about investing and how changes in investor preferences can teach us all a lesson about keeping ourselves safe from the impending robot job takeover. For the past 10 years or so, many investors have been migrating their investment dollars away from traditional mutual funds, the active, highly paid manager-driven funds and those kinds of strategies, and more towards the passive exchange-traded funds that are driven largely by algorithms and by linking their performance to larger market performance. Some data from Bloomberg shows that at the worst of the financial crisis, around September of 2008, a shift really appeared. More funds were going into the passive exchange-traded funds and out of the actively managed by highly paid managers, open-ended equity mutual funds. September 2008 appears to be the inflection point where investors really decided, hey, we're bailing on the active investment management approach in favor of passive investing. In other words, when times were really tough, investors didn't seek quote-unquote expert human management for their often diminishing funds. In fact, they sought out the opposite. And that trend's continued for the last 10 years or so. As of the most recent data, the money moving into exchange-traded funds dwarfs the amount of money that's going into these actively managed funds. As the data shows, the current active management model for investments simply is not able to compete any longer with the much cheaper and passive exchange-traded fund model in either total assets under management or in terms of returns. Whatever the current strategy is for these active equity fund managers, for the last 10 years or so, it definitely hasn't been working. So here's the question. What can these highly paid, very experienced, and again, expensive active equity fund managers do when they're under threat and their performance has been lagging passive, cheaper, exchange-traded funds for the last 10 years or so? What can these people do to try to maintain some relevance, hold on to their customers, and hold on to their country club memberships and beach houses? Our friends at Bloomberg suggest one approach, and it's hyper-specialization. Here's a quote from a recent piece on Bloomberg. What does the future of active management look like? Well, we believe it should only seek a portion of an investor's assets. To do this, they will have to create highly concentrated portfolios. And here's the money quote right here. People will still have to find the one thing they do well and do it in a concentrated, risk-seeking way, whether it be in healthcare or emerging markets or in macro themes or in algorithms or technology or trading. The human manager will need to be known as the go-to person in their space in order to emerge as the next star and to allocate capital as efficiently as possible. Let's dig into this a little bit. Again, we're talking about investments and finance, and maybe you don't care about that, but we're talking about a role, a specialized, concentrated human role, right? The equity mutual fund manager. What matters here is the method and approach for these people and really anybody whose job is under threat from automation and robotics. What matters is their approach to remain valuable and competitive in a situation where the machines and the algorithms have demonstrated plenty of advantages. The advice here is not to try and outcompete the robots where you simply can't defeat them, but rather to seek out those areas and pockets and opportunities where you can leverage your uniquely human skills and experiences to stay one step ahead of these machines. This is a super interesting example, and one that I think no matter what industry or job you're in, has something we can learn from as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.